French police now say that they've identified the three men who committed mass murder today at a satirical weekly in Paris. This morning, the men, dressed all in black, entered the offices of Charlie Hebdo and shot 10 people to death, among them the editor-in-chief and some of France's most famous cartoonists. They also shot 2 police officers. The attackers then escaped.
Charlie Hebdo has faced multiple threats from Muslim extremists angry over caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. The weekly newspaper's offices were firebombed in 2011. Today, French President François Hollande said our republic has been attacked. Here he is with translation from the BBC.
These men, this woman, died for the idea they had of France, that is, freedom.
President Hollande declared tomorrow a day of national mourning. And this evening, people filled the streets of Paris and other European cities, waving signs that read, Je suis Charlie, or I am Charlie.
For the latest on this story from Paris, we've reached reporter Jamie Keaton of the Associated Press. Welcome to the program. And tell us what you've been able to find out about who these three men were.
Well, French police officials have told us that 2 brothers, whose names are Saïd Kouachi and Sharif Kouachi, who are men in their early 30s, and a young man named Hamid Mourad, who's 18 years old, are their leading suspects at the moment.
And Sharif Kouachi, I gather, has a history with the police.
Yes, Sharif Kouachi actually was convicted in 2008 of terrorism charges for helping funnel fighters to Iraq's insurgency, and he was sentenced to 18 months in prison.
Much has been made of what people have seen in the videos, the calm with which these gunmen seem to go about their business, suggesting they might have been trained militarily. Do we know if they actually fought in Iraq or Syria?
We're still working to confirm those details, but what we do know is, as you mentioned, that in the video that we have seen from the shooting, these black-clad shooters, these gunmen, proceeded very methodically in shooting a French policeman. And even at one point, while they clambered back into a black car to get away, one of them appeared to toss what looked like a shoe into the car very calmly, very coolly, and even some police and intelligence officials here have been noting how cool-headed these attackers appeared to be.
Now, the police have told you at the AP who the suspects they're looking for are, but they don't have them in custody, do they?
For the moment, they do not, as far as we know. There have been a number of police raids and actions around the Paris area, from what I've been told, but for the moment, they have not detained the main suspects.
Now, among the dead in this assault was the publication's editor-in-chief. We'll hear more about him in a moment, but just briefly tell us a bit about the others who are confirmed dead.
Right. So just to get a quick background on this newspaper, it's a satirical newspaper that is known for pillorying many different types of political leaders. It has repeatedly tweaked the Prophet Muhammad and Catholic religious leaders and others. And it's known particularly for its cartoons. Two of the cartoonists were shot as well and killed, as well as the newspaper's editor, who was under a police bodyguard because he had come under threats in the past.
Okay, Jamie Keaton, thanks a lot for updating us. That's reporter Jamie Keaton of the Associated Press in Paris with the news again that the police have identified the 3 suspects they're looking for the killings of those at Charlie Hebdo.